Looking out at all the activity on Donna and Robert's bays, you can see that they are central to our community's quality of life. The connection of Nokomis, Laurel, and Venice residents to these small bays is obvious. Less apparent is the connection of thousands of residents living in neighborhoods upstream. Yet the yards, neighborhoods, roads, pastures, golf courses, and farms in nearly 90 square miles in central Sarasota County make up the watersheds that drain to these bays. In the early 1900s, the Donna Bay watershed was 15 square miles, and Cowpen Slough was a shallow, meandering stream, delivering water to the Myakka River. Decades of drainage projects to control mosquitoes, create farms and pasture, and to reduce flooding dramatically added to the flow of runoff by increasing the watershed to 75 square miles and directing Cowpen Slough to Donna Bay instead of the Myakka River. Extra fresh water to the bay can negatively impact oysters and seagrasses, which are important habitats for sea turtles, manatees, and juvenile fish. To restore and protect the fragile Donna Bay estuary, Sarasota County's Stormwater Utility initiated the Donna Bay Watershed Hydrologic Restoration Project. We have restored over 150 acres of wetlands and created approximately 1,380 acres of watershed storage. Fresh water from Cowpen Slough is routed through a series of created and natural wetlands for treatment. When completed, the Donna Bay project will establish a more natural mix of fresh and salt water in Donna and Robert's bays, will remove excess fresh water through groundwater recharge, and will improve water quality by removing more than 18,000 pounds of nitrogen per year. These efforts will help restore a healthy Donna Bay estuary for all to enjoy. To learn more about a similar watershed restoration project called the Celery Fields, press 1-9. To learn more about the sea level rise in coastal areas, press 1-5.